Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He'll try to tie it. 57 points. 57.
Kevin Harlan on the call for TNT last night as the Portland Trail Blazers saw Damian Lillard put on a show last night. That was 57th of his eventual 61 points to tie the game for the Blazers there. Dame going for 61 points on a franchise record, 11 threes. He went 11 of 20 from beyond the arc, 17 of 37 from the field, a new franchise record, and obviously a career best for Damian Lillard as the Blazers also get a win, 129-124 in overtime.
That's it. He's done it. He's done it for me. He's the greatest Blazer ever for me.
I was just going to say.
He's done. That's it. It's done. It's locked down solid. It's not even close. It's done. Okay, it's close. It's close. Here, I'm outside perspective. Come on. I became a Blazer fan in 2013 and have adapted into it. So call me fan crazy because I am. Because I have never seen a guy in this situation. And we've seen players that are not a – look, leadership starts in – and you can formulate it in all different kinds of ways. Quiet leader, strong leader, bench leader. What he does it all. He doesn't have to be here. He doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to – lead the way he does. He doesn't have to take over a game the way he does because the interest of it is that why at a game right now versus the Golden State Warriors, why score 61? I don't know. Maybe he just got hot. Maybe he made 16 of 16 free throws. But just who he is and how he does it, I'm hyper-biased because I became a Blazer fan late, but I watched all those Blazers and I've seen it. And we know how people connect to the community. Argue and tell me again. Really sell me the fact that you can't put Dame at the top.
You can't. Anymore,
well, no,
you
I don't know. I mean, that's
but
the thing.
Here's the thing. I mean, Clyde, there have been players that, like, Clyde Drexler is one of the 50 greatest players in NBA history. You know, Bill Walton was an amazing player in NBA history. And those guys both played here in Portland. But if you're talking about a Portland trailblazer, it's Damian Lillard, right? Like, I mean, Damian Lillard is going to be a guy who spent more time here than either one of those guys did. Right, he may not have a championship, and heck, he may not ever go to the Western Conference Finals, but that shouldn't dictate whether or not he's the greatest Blazer of all time because he's connecting with the city like guys like Jerome Kersey and Kevin Duckworth and Terry Porter did.
You mean the NBA Finals?
Yeah, what'd I say?
Western Conference.
Oh, Western Conference Finals, he's go. But yeah. He's connecting with the city like Jerome Kersey and Terry Porter, Kevin Duckworth did, but he's also a star at the level that Clyde Drexler and Bill Walton were around the entire NBA. And that is something that can't be ignored. And he's a guy that when you put those two things together, hell yes, he is. He's Brandon Roy with longevity is what he is. A guy who's at the top of his game, an all NBA player, and really cares about being here in the city. And to that, you sit there and you go, all right, he's rewriting the record book too. How can you not anymore?
Can't do it. Can't look at it. Can't look at a guy. I've never seen a player. And I think it was, we were talking with Oliver last week. And even Jason Terry, when we had him on Thursday. And mentioning, and I asked him, I said, what is the perception when you hear Dame? I mean, what is this, the longevity, like you mentioned as a player, but the stick-to-itiveness of somebody that wants to stay here and stay in one market and be a part of it and be a lifer. And it comes to, and even Jason Terry's the respect for Damian Lillard and what he's done. He's not only a throwback, they don't make him like him.
Yeah.
They really don't. You don't make guys like him anymore. Are we going to see Ja Morant stay in Memphis his entire career?
Well, I mean, that's to be determined.
I know, but that's my point is that I'm trying to find is that there's obviously something that Damian went through from the start, from his birth, all the way through from his lifestyle and his formative years, going to Weber State and building all the way through to this moment that has made him connect to this and this place only.
Is Damian Lillard the best basketball player to ever play for the Blazers?
Oh.
Probably not. I don't know. He might
probably
be.
Probably not.
He might be. Well,
sell me who else.
Well, Clyde and Bill Walton were absolutely phenomenal basketball players, top of their games, and some of the best players in the NBA during their time, right? And so you look at that and you go, hey, there can be an argument there. But that, to me, isn't the greatest Blazer of all time. Because the greatest Blazer of all time kind of embodies everything that we were talking about. And that to me is Damian Lillard. Because he's up there in that conversation with those two guys. And you can make the argument Damian Lillard may be the best basketball player ever to suit it up for Portland. And that can be an argument. So that's why I go with, yeah, Dame is the best Blazer
of
all time.
So I look at it this way. If Damian Lillard, I believe, if you put him in any era, he would have been a perennial all-star and would have been a superstar. Just because of who he is. So if I take his play and who he is, could he handle it if it was a bully league like it was in the Pistons in the late 90s? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He's one of the toughest guys on the court. You want to go fight him? Good luck with that. Have fun with that. Have fun.
Yeah.
Get your butt whooped.
Okay? Yeah, that's with
could
your
he
all-time.
Be a shooter of any group in any era of any time? Absolutely. It's Logo Lillard. One of the best release shots in all of the game currently as we sit. Mm-hmm. Could he be the leadership? Does that translate?
Yep.
Yes. Does the personality? Yes. Teammate? Yes. Athletic ability? Yes. I mean, every box is checked. So when I look at that, some guys, and this isn't a shot, some guys couldn't last. Like guys that are slighted. Like CJ McCollum would get his butt handed to him if he played in the 90s. He just would. Physically, completely different kind of game. Doesn't match up physically. That's not a knock on him. He's just saying it does the era translate. That's why I hold Dame as the greatest Blazer ever, because he could play from 1950 all the way to the current basketball, and he would still be a star.
And I think those other guys do that holds too, you know? I think
I never thought Clyde was a great shooter.
Adapting your game, though.
He wasn't a true ball handler.
But he would have been raised in an era where he's
yeah, I mean, we don't. And that's the shoot. Thing is I'm so. Not quite sure. He was never a point guard. I hold point guards to a lot higher esteem than I do other guys, because guys that can play every position on the court, Michael Jordan could play every position, Magic Johnson could play every position if they wanted to. These guys had the ball in their, LeBron James, that they hold the ball in their hand, they control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Dame certainly wouldn't walk around being a five. We know that.
Oh, God, no. And last night, Damian Lillard, everybody else on the team was kind of doing their damnedest to let the Golden State Warriors kind of escape Portland with a victory. I thought Charles Barkley had a great quote. He said, you know, something's just not right with Portland. They were talking about the injuries and stuff. He said, you know, they're losing by four to the Warriors, and they suck during the halftime break. And it was ugly in that first half. It was ugly for most of the game there. Damian Lillard refused to let the Portland Trailblazers lose that game. And you're sitting there after three quarters when he has 40 points, you're going, it may take 60 to win this game for him, and it took 61 for them to win it. Now, the rest of the team went 3 of 24 from 3. But you did get a couple timely buckets from Anthony Simons, Gary Trent Jr., Mario Hezonja made a good defensive stop. But make no bones about it, Damian Lillard said, I'm not losing to this Warriors team, and he put him on his back. That was awesome.
Okay, look at where we were last year, Look at where the Blazers were last year. And then I'm going to read you the starting lineup. Anthony Little, Whiteside, Lillard, Simons. That is the starting five. Now, if I told you, if I read you that 1 year ago, what would you have said to me? Who? Mm. What? Why? And then I would have read the bench off to you and went, what? Who is this team? This team is Dame, and that's it.
Yep.
There is nothing else. Zero. Zip. Nada. Last year's team is not coming back. Last year's team had better continuity, better people, better personalities. That's gone. For some reason, this team has been sliced and diced with injuries and players, and there is no connection right now other than Damian Flippin' Lillard.
He good. He good. And look, all you need to do is get one or two stops against a team like that and let your star go off. And boy, he did. Alec Burks went going off. Oh my God. Has he been playing well, Buck, for Golden State?
He has been. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys
like
that
damn all-star last night.
Well, when D'Angelo Russell doesn't have a big night, it seems like he may be the other guy who has a big night. If he gets the volume.
Dame goes for 61. Blazers save face. They win against the tanking Golden State Warriors. That one would have been a bad one. You heard Dame after the game on TNT talking with Ali LaForce. I thought it was great when he said, you know, this game meant something to us. Like, this is a must-win game. You can't be dropping games to the Golden State Warriors, and they don't last night. They win it.
You're 500 at home, so that's a good thing. 10-10.
Boy, ain't that a change from years past, too. You mentioned, go back to last year. It talk about this team like, just being 500 at home.
Yeah. I'd have to look it up, but it feels like Dame routinely plays well against the Warriors, his home team.
He does. I remember Christmas 2 years ago where he lit it up.
Here is Damian Lillard joined Elgin Baylor and Karl Malone as the only players to record multiple 50-point games against the Warriors. So you're right, Buck. He does play really well against the Golden State Warriors.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.